Yeah, check this out.
Hey, oh.
2 points.
Yeah, and 12 scrambled eggs.
Yeah. Wait until you hear what happened to me. You're not going to guess this in a million years.
You got asked to go out for the girls' basketball team.
How'd you know that?
Well, I see you practicing here. I'm intuitive. And besides, I ran into your coach down at the market.
Did she tell you anything about Todd?
Uh-uh.
Good, then guess what else?
He's going out for the boys' team.
How'd you know that?
Well, I'm intuitive. And besides, his mother was at the market, too. It's double coupon day.
Yeah. It's gonna be so great. We'll be the perfect couple. Yeah. And he looks so cute in his shorts. I've seen him play tennis. You need some help?
Yeah. Get out of the way.
Try and get past me.
Samantha, I do not have...
Keep working on that, baby.
Hey, what do you say?
Hi.
Ooh. You're never going to guess what happened to Sam.
Oh, you mean about her and Todd going out for basketball?
I deserve that.
Yeah, she's a shoo-in to make the team. My little Spud Micelli.
Spud? You nicknamed her after a potato?
No, Angela. After the smallest pro basketball player. She plays his game, you know? She's got quickness. She's got smarts and more bounce to the outs.
Thank you.
You know, Mo, you never miss a cue.
Mother, did you hear about Samantha?
No.
Oh, you haven't heard anything about her boyfriend, Todd, either?
No.
Oh, I love this woman.
Oh, unless it's the old news about her and Todd going out for basketball.
Damn.
Tony, you must be very proud of Samantha.
Proud? Are you kidding me, Angela? I've been waiting a long time to see Micelli on the back of a jersey again. Ooh, maybe she'll get my old number. Wouldn't it be great?
Whoa. Ooh. Always enjoyed competitive athletics.
That's true. I remember the night you knocked yourself out bobbing for apples.
The water was very shallow. Actually, I was quite skilled in one sport.
Yeah, well, shopping doesn't count.
That's very funny. I'm talking about miniature golf.
Excuse me, Angela, but... You know, with all due respect, that's not a real sport.
Well, it's a miniature sport. Maybe we should play sometime.
Me and you? Come on, Angela, get real, get real. You know, I used to hit a ball into the bleachers, not into the clown's nose.
You're not afraid, are you, Tony?
Me? Afraid of playing you? Huh.
Okay, how about Saturday?
You got it.
The duel is set. High noon. Putts or us?
What a beautiful day for miniature golf. The air is so crisp. The trees make lacy silhouettes against the sky. Oh, life is wonderful when you're a winner. Oh, I hope you don't mind me going on like this.
Oh, of course not, Angela. I mean, everybody deserves their moment of glory. You've had an hour and a half.
Okay. I will not mention miniature golf again. I'll just putter around the house. Oops! Sorry. That's it. It's over, really.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
I beat him by 14 strokes.
Well, she asked.
No, she didn't.
Dad, you lost to Angela?
Oh, come on, Sam. What are you kidding me? There's a perfectly logical explanation for this, you know? I mean, I never played that game before, and they make those clubs for little hands, and I don't think that clown's nose was regulation. But hey, I ain't making excuses.
At least not very good ones.
Why does it bug you so much that you lost?
It doesn't bug me that I lost.
It bugs him that he lost to me, a mere woman.
It was quite relaxing, playing a game that requires absolutely no skill. Maybe we could play again sometime.
I'm free next Saturday.
Well, my schedule's clear.
Shall we call it a rematch?
Oh, you know, Angela, why don't we just call it a nice Saturday afternoon diversion?
You're dead meat, sucker.
Jonathan, could you knock off the breathing here, please?
Sorry.
A mere bag of shells. This game is easy. Well, it takes a little concentration, a little relaxation. Jonathan, you're turning blue. Oh, you can breathe.
Gosh, golf is a tough game.
Oh, hi, Tony.
Oh, hi, Mona. What are you doing home so early?
Oh, we found a dead mouse in the office.
I guess you two were pretty close. Hey, where's Angela?
She made me swear not to tell you.
Oh, come on.
Okay, I can't take it anymore. She's practicing miniature golf.
Are you kidding me? I can't believe she's taking this game so seriously.
Oh, some people.
Yeah. Hi, Angela, hi. Busy, busy, busy. Oh, giraffe cleaning day. How was your afternoon off?
Oh, fine. Chores, errands, this and that.
Oh, yeah. Well, I heard about finding that dead mouse at your office. That must have really teed you off.
These things happen?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's par for the course.
You promise not to tell him.
He forced it out of me.
Everybody.
Hi, Samantha. Wait. How'd the tryouts go?
Okay.
What do you mean, okay? What number did you get?
I didn't get a number.
What do you mean you didn't get a number? Everybody gets a number.
I didn't go out for the team.
Come on, Sam, what's going on? Why didn't you go out for the team?
Well, you know basketball, it wrecks your nails.
Oh, yeah, that drives Kareem crazy. Come on, Sam.
Okay. It's because of Todd. He didn't make the team, and I was afraid he couldn't handle it if I did.
Well, hard cheese, Todd! Are you kidding me or what? Who cares if he can handle it or not? Hey, you belong on that team, and it's important to you.
But Todd's more important.
Oh, well then, maybe we're not giving Todd enough credit here. You know, guys are today, hey, we're open-minded there, you know? I mean, we don't have to be better than women at everything.
Just miniature golf.
See, the problem is, Dad, Todd's just not as open-minded as you are.
Might have lost a little credibility there, you know?
Sam?
I know. I should keep my own identity. I shouldn't subjugate myself to a man, because if I do, I'll end up resenting him and hating myself.
That's very wise. That's very insightful.
I heard it on Oprah Winfrey.
Well, I wish she'd been around when I was in college. I was dating a fellow who looked a little bit like, oh, what's his name? Rob Cruise?
Tom Cruise? Do you still know him?
No. Anyway, we were both trying to get into the honors exchange program. And I knew he wasn't going to make it. And I didn't want to lose him. So, I purposely blew the exam.
What happened?
I didn't get to spend my junior year in France is what happened.
Well, at least you got the guy.
No, I didn't. He dumped me.
For some hot little babe?
No. For a girl in the honors program.
Boy, Angela, you really blew it.
Yeah. You keep that in mind.
So, Samantha, look, I want you to reconsider this basketball thing. You know, now, I may have set a bad example out there, but this competition thing between me and Angela, hey, it's nothing but a friendly rivalry.
Thanks, guys. I'll think about it.
Tony, that was very sensitive and understanding and liberated.
I'm painful. Okay, come on, Angela. Let's tee off.
Just a minute.
Why, where'd you get that?
Oh, this? Just a little present I bought for myself last week after I won. It's monogrammed. See?
I see.
Oh, Tony, don't let this psych you out. Just a friendly little game.
Okay.
Please, go ahead.
Oh, no, I insist, ladies first.
Tony.
Oh, that's such an old-fashioned attitude, right? And you know me, I'm an 80s kind of guy.
Oh, that cake was great, Sam.
Thanks. I had my dad make it just for you.
Oh, you shouldn't have gone to so much trouble. Oh, I was thinking. Friday after school, you want to go ice skating?
Sounds great, Todd, but I think I might be busy Friday.
Busy? Hey, I thought we had a commitment here.
Well, I'm kind of getting together with some of the girls.
Oh, well, that's okay then.
Some of the, taller girls. For basketball practice.
But I thought you decided not to go out for the team.
Well, I kind of redecided, and I made it.
You did?
The starting team.
All right. Girls basketball.
Now, what is that supposed to mean?
Well, you can't exactly take something like this seriously. Oh, do they give you timeout so you can do your hair?
That's it. Let's go.
Where?
Outside. We're going one-on-one.
Come on, Sam. Don't do this to yourself.
In your face. Let's go. Huh. You take it out first. Two points, loser's out.
This is it. The score is tied. This is the last hole. The whole match rests on this one. Are you feeling the pressure?
I thrive on pressure. I like living on the edge.
$5 on lady.
All right. I know.
Oh.
Tony, you know the game is getting very close. There could be a tie.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No such thing as a tie. Here, we play till somebody wins. It's called sudden death.
Then get ready to die.
Are you watching me? All right, Angela. That's it, you know. If you miss this, I win. But I know you're not going to miss this because you're a pro, and pros never... There's people waiting here.
The artificial grass isn't evenly carpeted.
I'll call Monsanto. Pay up, kid.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Look, when did you get so good?
I've always been good. You know, you hit a couple of nice buckets, too. Yeah, it's just that your fadeaway really hurt you. All you need is more wrist.
Yeah, well, it's sore. From tennis. Tennis, that's really my game.
Oh, I love tennis. Maybe we could play sometime.
I don't think so. Look, I better just go.
The season opener is in 3 weeks. Are you gonna come and watch me?
You know, I think I might be busy that night. What time is the tip-off?
8 o'clock.
Hey, Todd, what do you say? What's with Todd? He looks a little beat up.
Well, I just gave him the bad news.
The bad news?
I went out for the team and made first string! Oh!
That's my girl. I knew you could do it. She was born dribbling.
Guess what? I got your number. Oh, 42.
My number's 24.
Wear it inside out.
Congratulations, honey.
Thanks, Angela. You know, your Rob Cruise story really helped me.
Hey. Hey, how do you like that there, Angela? Looks like you really came through. Too bad I had to destroy you out there in the old Lynx.
Dad, you won?
Oh, yeah, well, what can I say? It was a great day for the Basilis. But Angela's taking this like a real sport. I mean, especially since she missed such an easy putt, and she never misses those. No way. Hey, yo, you didn't let me win, did you?
Why would I do a thing like that?
Who knows why women do anything? But did you?
Of course not. You are a big, strong man, and you beat weak little me.
Even when they lose, they win.
Oh boy, what a way to start the season.
Here she is, the star of the game.
Hey, the queen of the courts, her highness of hoops, the damsel of dunks.
Dad, this is really embarrassing. Can you put me down?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Can I have your autograph, Spud?
Sure. Go get me a Coke. Hey, kid, you can hang this up.
Gee, thanks.
Hey, Spudo. Did you bring that crowd to their feet or what, huh? I heard Todd yelling louder than anyone. Well, almost anyone.
Are you going out with Todd tonight?
Well, not tonight.
Well, what happened? Is Todd history?
I don't know. We'll see. I just want to keep my options open.
Oh, well, ooh, that's my little free agent.
There's my option for tonight.
Oh, well, let's check this dude out. Huh?
Hi, you Samantha's dad?
Yeah. Come on in. Watch your head.